Today, we delve deep into a realm of escalating threats as we discuss significant cybersecurity breaches in global entities like United Health Group, scrutinize the persistent cyber attacks targeting Germany's defense and political sectors, explore NATO's intensified cyber defenses amidst Russian and Chinese military maneuvers, and address recent provocative cyber intrusions into Germany's Social Democratic Party, all illustrating the critical urgency for robust cybersecurity measures in today's digital and geopolitically tense environment. In today's news roundup, we focus on a significant cybersecurity breach at United Health Group, specifically affecting its subsidiary, Change Healthcare. This breach was facilitated by hackers who utilized stolen credentials to exploit a vulnerability in a Citrix portal, gaining access due to the absence of multi-factor authentication, MFA. United Health Group CEO Andrew Witty has been at the center of attention after revealing during his testimony before several U.S. congressional panels that maybe a third of U.S. citizens could be affected. The potential exposure of massive amounts of personal health information and an estimated financial impact of roughly $1 billion to United Health underscores the severity of this breach. Following these events and facing considerable criticism from senators regarding previous cybersecurity laxities, United Health has commenced the implementation of multi-factor authentication across its networks. Additionally, amidst the fallout, CEO Andrew Witty acknowledged authorizing a $22 million ransom payment to the hackers in an effort to recover stolen data. This incident not only brings to light the substantial financial burdens that data breaches can impose, but also emphasizes the persistent challenges major corporations encounter in protecting personal information against increasingly sophisticated cyber threats. In recent news from Germany, the nation is facing notable cybersecurity challenges due to a series of cyber attacks that are believed to have been conducted by Russian state-supported hackers. The attacks, which have primarily targeted Germany's political and defense sectors, have been attributed to the hacker group known as Fancy Bear, which is linked to Russian military intelligence. These incidents have raised significant national security concerns. In reaction to these cyber attacks, which have persisted throughout 2023, the German government has taken strong diplomatic measures, including summoning the Russian envoy to address the issue and demand responsibility. Germany has expressed strong condemnation of these cyber espionage activities and has promised to impose repercussions on Russia. Amidst growing concerns, officials have pointed out that the threat of espionage is increasing and Germany is currently behind in deploying effective cybersecurity measures. There is an urgent need to boost cybersecurity infrastructure, especially to safeguard critical national sectors against potential future attacks. Furthermore, these events have highlighted specific weaknesses in Germany's defense sector, particularly in online security protocols, which are now under rigorous evaluation. Stay tuned as this story unfolds and watch how Germany tackles the complexities of cybersecurity threats and international diplomacy moving forward. In recent updates from NATO, there is growing concern as Russia and China increase their military presence in the Arctic, raising questions about NATO's capacity to handle potential threats in this strategically essential area. This escalation comes at a time when NATO is effectively dealing with Russian disinformation campaigns and cyber interference, primarily targeting the UK and six other European countries, alongside increased Russian military activities that have prompted NATO to strengthen its cyber defenses, particularly in response to attacks attributed to Russian operatives. NATO has also adapted its strategy in light of ongoing conflicts by prioritizing support for Ukraine over replenishing its own military supplies. This shift reflects the alliance's focus on addressing urgent strategic needs amid rising conflicts. Additionally, with Russia employing more complex hybrid warfare tactics, NATO has heightened its alert levels across Europe and issued stern warnings about these covert operations, particularly noting their significant destabilizing effects on Germany. Poland has played a prominent role in the current scenario by sternly warning Russia of severe consequences if NATO members are attacked, reaffirming the alliance's strong historical and military foundation. This stance highlights the tense and vigilant atmosphere prevailing in Eastern Europe. Furthermore, both NATO and the EU have expressed strong condemnation of Russia's increasingly bold and harmful cyber activities. High-level officials, including NATO's Jens Stoltenberg and Germany's foreign minister, have pledged to actively combat these cyber threats. This collective stance is strengthened by a joint denunciation of cyber espionage activities linked to Russia, particularly impacting Germany and the Czech Republic. The cybersecurity landscape continues to evolve as Sweden faced DDoS attacks amidst deliberations over NATO membership, signaling the broadening spectrum of cyber threats that accompany traditional military tensions. With NATO conducting exercises in Rostock and battling the ongoing impacts of Russian cyber warfare, the alliance, in collaboration with the EU, remains dedicated to protecting the security interests of their members in the face of growing global challenges. In recent SPD news, a severe cyber incident has prompted tensions between Germany and Russia. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock has accused Russia of conducting a cyber attack on the Social Democratic Party, SPD. Reports indicate that Russian intelligence services, linked to a group known as APT-28, targeted the SPD's email accounts in January 2023. The German government has concluded its investigation and holds Russia responsible for this breach. In response, Germany's Foreign Office summoned a Russian diplomat, underscoring a firm diplomatic stance against this cyber intrusion. The attack affected not only the SPD, but also various logistics and defense companies in Germany. This incident highlights significant concerns about cybersecurity and international relations, with Germany committing to enforce consequences for these actions. The situation underlines the ongoing global challenge of protecting political entities and critical infrastructure from advanced cyber threats. Further updates will follow as the story develops. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next week for another insightful episode on cybersecurity, right here on your favorite podcast channel.